When the Buffalo Bills play the Baltimore Ravens on Saturday, New Yorkers interested in placing a legal bet on the state's only pro football team will need to trek to the nearest casino in order to make their wager, as gambling on sports with the help of the internet isn't currently allowed in New York. This dynamic could be changing, though, as Governor Andrew Cuomo recently announced his support for legislation allowing internet sports wagering, which he previously opposed for years, citing, in part, the state constitution's strict language when it comes to allowable forms of gambling. To discuss the governor's about-face, which comes with a unique plan forward, we're joined by Ben Liebman, government lawyer in residence for the Government Law Center at Albany Law School and a former top advisor to Governor Andrew Cuomo on gambling and racing issues. Welcome back to the show, Ben.
Thank you very much, David.
So to catch the listeners up to speed, state-regulated sports gambling has been permissible since a 2018 ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court. New York's response was to allow sports wagering at casinos, with lawmakers and gambling operators pushing for an expansion that would include more facilities like racetracks and OTB parlors, as well as an online option. Governor Andrew Cuomo and the Assembly Democrats, to a certain degree, have put the kibosh on any of these expanded efforts until now. So can you explain what the governor has broadly sketched out for New York?
Again, we'll probably need to see next week what exactly is in the budget. But from what we've heard from the governor, he's planning on having internet sports betting through one sports wagering provider which group would be forwarded to the lottery by one of the existing four casinos, who would then basically, lottery would conduct an RFP to determine which supplier would conduct the wagering. There's been some talk about whether or not this is a lottery or a sports betting operation through a casino. From what we've seen, it looks like it's a sports betting operation and not a lottery. Under the governor's plan, we would have one sports betting operator conduct all the internet wagering in the state. That's different than New Jersey, which has 19 so-called skins, and Pennsylvania, which has, depending on how you look at it, 10 or 11 skins in the game. The governor is hoping, I think, that by having a high tax rate, he will get more money from this for the state, and that will make up for any possibilities that would make it harder and make it more lucrative for somebody to bid on this. High tax rate, but having monopoly.
From a consumer perspective, if I want to bet on sports from my couch, do I care if the governor's plan moves forward, or would I be more benefited by some of the legislative plans that have more online options?
You would probably be you probably would rather have the legislative plan, because that might give you more options in terms of slightly improved bets, but right now more options in terms of promotions and rebates. If you listen to sports radio coming out of the metropolitan area in New York right now, all you hear are sports are ads for sports bets. I mean, there's a lot of competition, and there's a lot of everybody's fighting for your wagering dollar right now. If you have one, you lose those fights.
Who is potentially going to be opposed to the governor's plan? Is it basically just any sort of operator who is essentially going to be shut out?
Yes, and also, most of the sports operators who will probably object to a very high tax rate, which might be something like 50%, which would endanger their ability to make significant amounts. But you've got, as I said, there are 19 skins in New Jersey. If you only have one skin making it in New York, everybody else who has every one of those skins, is not going to like the New York proposal.
As someone with experience on the government side of these types of issues, what do you expect that those opposed to the potential plan from the governor are going to do behind the scenes to sort of marshal their resources to put the kibosh on this plan.
They're basically going to go to the Senate, which is the primary supporter, and saying, you can do a much better service for your constituents by coming up with more choices. And arguably, if you have more choices, you'll increase the volume of betting, and you won't be harmed that much in terms of state revenue.
You mentioned the state Senate. What about the Assembly and, I mean, the Assembly Democrats, considering the nature of majority politics in Albany? So far, Speaker Carl Hastie has been very reluctant to embrace this issue the way Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and Senator Joe Addabbo, the point person on racing and gaming in the Senate, have been. Where do you think they fit into this landscape? Are they just going to be sort of along for the ride with whatever the governor does, or will they potentially have their own demands?
I have absolutely no idea. No one's quite figured out where the Assembly's coming from on sports betting over the last since sports betting was legalized in 2018.
What about the constitutionality of the governor's online sports wagering plan? Do you think this potentially has certain stumbling blocks, considering the Constitution's strict restrictions on allowable forms of gambling, or do you think he's in the clear here?
I think it's somewhat questionable. I mean, I helped draft the original proposal, and I can't say that I ever thought we were legalizing internet sports wagering. But as a staff person, my views on what was intended by the law are meaningless to a court. The issue really is, where is the location of the servers? And the belief following New Jersey is that if the servers are on casino property, then the bet is made at the casino and it's legal. Server location is an interesting question. I mean, would server location determine state regulation? Do we look at insurance transactions and say, sorry, that the server for Geico was in New Jersey, so it's not regulated by the state? I mean, the Senate Democrats have talked all about a stock transfer tax in New York. If you put the server in Connecticut, does that mean that there is no stock transfer tax legal in New York? I mean, this is a very, very questionable issue. Whether or not anyone challenges it, it's never been challenged in New Jersey, that's a different matter. But it is very questionable. The one other issue, which is an enormous one, is what to do with the tribes. I mean, we have 8 recognized tribes in New York. What if a tribe decides it wants to conduct internet sports gambling? If the state allows it, can't the tribes try to do it as well? And if we take a bet from somewhere in western New York, within the Seneca's restricted zone, are we allowing gambling in that zone? Will the Senecas try to say that they have no obligations to pay the state any money? We were really running into a lot of major issues here.
Well, we've been speaking with Ben Liebman. He is a government lawyer in residence for the Government Law Center at Albany Law School and a former top advisor to Governor Andrew Cuomo on gambling and racing issues. Ben, thank you so much for handicapping some of this sports wagering news for us.
I don't think my handicapping helps anyone one bit, but that's typical. Thank you, Dave, for having me on.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.